Welcome to episode 110 of Teacher Tech Talk. I'm your host, Tom Varnum, the digital learning specialist for the Tyngsborough Public Schools in Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. Today's episode will focus on what's going on in the computer classes at the high school and middle school levels. From basic typing skills in the sixth grade to augmented and virtual reality at the high school, computer classes are constantly changing to keep up with the rapidly developing technology. What skills are important for students to know as they move forward? What kind of classes will they need to take in the future? We'll try to answer these and other questions in today's episode. Okay, my guest today for this episode is Dave Messina, a technology teacher at Tyngsborough High School and Tyngsborough Middle School. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about your teaching experience and what kinds of classes you're teaching now.
I've been teaching for 19 years. I did 12 in Houston, where I started as a technology teacher just teaching keyboarding. And over time, it's graduated into different courses where now I'm teaching things at the high school like programming, web design, game design, as well as a couple others, emerging technologies and graphics courses.
What are you teaching at the, I know you teach in sixth grade, what are you teaching at the sixth grade level?
Sixth grade, it's been mostly keyboarding and Google, all the different Google applications, but this trimester I'm trying something a little different. I'm adding coding with Scratch into the mix.
All right, so with your sixth graders, what are the skills you think are important for them to develop in your class?
Well, their keyboarding skills are definitely important because they'll need that when they get into high school and the college, how to type. As well as knowing all the different Google applications that they'll use throughout their years.
What other skills would you focus on? I know you have them for a limited amount of time. What do you have them for?
One trimester, every other day.
Every other day, okay.
If I had more time, I'd like to focus more on digital citizenship, things like copyright, fair use, because they tend to just grab pictures without knowing if it's really okay to just put it on their papers. And I think that would help them understand.
Okay. You had mentioned that you're trying coding with them, and I know you do some coding with the high school kids as well.
I do.
Some classes. There seems to be a big push right now for coding in education. Why do you think it's so important for kids to learn how to code?
Well, I think there's, as technology's been on the rise, it keeps developing. If you know how to code, you can understand the technology better and how to use it. And everything I read, it says coding will help students with creativity, problem solving, math. I think it's a big job skill that they could have in the future.
All right, let's switch to talking about high school, your high school classes. Now, I know that in some of your classes, you're having students work with augmented reality and virtual reality. What have they been doing so far?
Well, this is the first year I did it in the emerging technology class. We started out just exploring different applications that use virtual reality and augmented reality, things they could use for educational purposes, like you can look at skeletons in augmented reality and it'll show you the different parts. You can actually see it right there instead of looking at a picture. And then in the virtual reality, we explore a lot of applications. We did a lot with Google Expeditions, and they realized they could do things like go on college visits right from their phone doing virtual reality.
Huh.
And once we started doing that, then we started to create our own virtual reality.
Now, what, for lack of a better word, what goggles do you use? Do you have them use?
I found a cheap set I found on eBay. I can't even remember the name, but that your phone fits right in it and you can see it. So they're not high-tech VR glasses, but they work for what we're doing.
That's good. What would you like to see them do perhaps in the future with the AR and the VR? I know there's some things that you've used that you're looking to develop even more. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I wrote a grant to try to get some merge cubes. And a merge cube is a thing that you hold in your hand and you can program on this website, CoSpaces. You can code and add things to the cube. So when you look at it as an augmented reality item, whatever you put on that cube, it'll map it on there and you can see it. It also takes coding, so you can program it, you can make it interactive, and you can set it so you can see the augmented reality in virtual reality, so you can mix both together.
Right. What other things are you looking at in your augment? In your emerging technologies class, other than AR and VR?
In emerging technologies, we cover all the different Google applications, things that students might not have known about, like Chrome extensions, also different presentation software that's out there, things that they can use in their class, infographics, and most of them haven't been exposed to that. So anything that they can use as part of their other classes to enhance projects.
On the infographics, what platforms are they using? Are they using Canva? Are they using Adobe Spark? What do you have them use?
We've been using Canva for that.
Okay. I know that your high school classes are all electives, and some of them sound rather technical. I know I probably couldn't do some of the coding stuff yet because I'm not real up on that. But are there any special requirements for students to take your class? And what kind of things would they be able to do with these classes?
No, you really don't need any special skills coming in there. You'd be surprised how easy it is to pick it up. If you'd had no idea of programming, even a class like game design will start you out with the simplest of programs. I've had students from all different skill levels. Any special needs students are taking my classes and putting out programs, web pages, no problem. And some of the advanced kids are learning things new that they didn't know and enhancing what they've already known. So really doesn't take any skill level to start.
That's great. I know you have an eclectic group up there. I've come up a couple of times to see what they're up to. Have we had any students go on to college that you know of for game design or something like that, where they've taken the skills perhaps specifically from your classes and gone on?
Oh, yeah. I've had lots of students come back and visit me. Students that they took the classes and came back to tell me they're studying computer engineering. I know one's doing game design. Lots of kids are doing all different fields in computers, and a lot of them have come to tell me. Some of them surprised me that they're studying that, so I was pretty proud of that.
Well, you should be. What are some of the things you think students should know how to do before they get to college?
Talking to a lot of kids that have come to visit me, I'd say the biggest thing they say they wish they knew how to do better was spreadsheets. A lot of them, they say they use it in college. They didn't know how to use it, so it takes them that much longer because they have to teach themselves. So I teach it in sixth grade. My emerging technology class, we have spreadsheets. And if I can fit it anywhere else, I try to get that in there.
All right. It's kind of like when kids come back from college and talk about what they have in their English class and what more we could do for them. One of the things that we've found, I still think of myself as an English teacher, is we concentrate a lot on MLA style, and they have discovered that the students come back and say, we need to know APA. So we've kind of, the English department has kind of worked that into the mix as far as their research programs go. All right, what you have kind of a free rein, it seems like, in what kind of classes you want to teach. What would you like to teach? What kind of classes would you like to develop in the future?
Some of the ones I'm thinking of, I want to add a second programming course, because the one right now, it's an introductory course. It teaches structure and syntax of how to program, and I'd like to get more into specific languages. Just from talking to kids that have come back, they say Python and C are widely used in college. And also maybe throw a little robotics into the programming so kids could see their programs work on an object instead of just on the computer screen.
Interesting. I know back in the early days of computer programming when I was in high school, we did Pascal. Is that still a language?
I don't even know if it's around anymore.
We started with BASIC, and then we went to with Pascal, and that was pretty much where I said, yeah, that's enough for me.
Yeah, it's always changing. We even have a student who's writing his own language.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty interesting. You also have a graphics and animation class. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what the kids are doing in it, and maybe does it qualify as an art class? Should it qualify as an art class?
It doesn't qualify as an art class. Someone like me who's completely unartistic, I can barely draw a stick figure.
That's me.
So a lot of the kids think they don't want to take that because they don't know how to draw that, but it's a great class if you are artistic or if you're not, because we use software that will teach you how to draw on the computer, where I can't use a pen and pencil, but on the computer I can come up with some great things. So It's more to learn the basic elements of graphic design, how to use the tools, what are the terms that go with it. And then on the animation side, kids learn the different ways you can animate from frame by frame, stop motion, and then into motion tweening. And some of them really take to it. Some of them find it a very tedious process, but the outcomes are really good sometimes what they do.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to throw you on the spot here. You mentioned that one of the things you do in your emerging technologies class is Chrome extensions. What is your favorite go-to Chrome extension that you think is very important for students and or teachers to know about?
I like Screencastify. Yeah. And what are some of the other ones I use? Is Google Keep?
Yep.
I use that a lot. I teach that to students. Another thing I think students should also learn that I put in there is how to use a calendar on their phones. I think it will help them a lot as far as reminders.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed as a teacher and a coach is that the students, most of the students, if not all the students, have a phone, and it's, you know, an amazing device, an amazing tool. But they don't see it as a tool. They see it as a toy.
Yes.
And a communications device. And I can't tell you how many bus rides I've had from coaching my teams where, as soon as we get on the bus, kid yells from the back, "What time are we going to get there?" I'm like, "You have a phone. Just, use the tool there." And it's just, I think part of the thing that we should be doing as educators is educating the students that how to use the technology as a tool rather than just a toy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to grow up, unlike us, where they'll always have a flashlight. Yeah. They'll know how to get everywhere. It's a different world. They have it made.
Yeah, they don't understand. They don't understand the old days. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully I can have you back maybe next year when you have developed some of these new classes and we can speak again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's all for this week's episode. I'd like to thank Dave Messina for joining us and sharing his experiences teaching technology in the 21st century. If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so from the Anchor app on your phone by clicking the message button. If you'd like to suggest a future topic or a future guest for Teacher Tech Talk, you can leave a voice message or send me an email. For my email address, check out the show notes page on my website. That's pages.tingsboropps.org/Varnum. You can also find this information on the podcast homepage, anchor.fm/teacher-tech-talk. Please join us next time when we will talk with Anne-Marie Roy, a media studies teacher in Tingsboro. I hope you can join us. Remember, don't be afraid to try something new in the classroom. Catch you next time.